pre-end story. Mr. Peel pre-end talks about how when he grew up, life, he had questions about life. Which he couldn't get answers from anyone. Trying religion, and they were just repeating their Jesus is the only way, just all that. Science, dead, nihilistic. The world gliding into what they call postmodernism. And it seemed like there was an end to all truths and realities, and you just do your thing. So he was depressed, meaninglessness, and in religion, spirituality, well, you found the Eastern one that he was more attracted to. But there it was Buddhism, impersonalism, just a light, cosmic consciousness is everywhere. He was invited there, going to the shop, buying his rice and oats. And it was Ananda Mariga, the girl there, after a few times, she invited him to the inner rooms, but should he not? Well, he didn't. And there was this music there. Cosmic consciousness is everywhere. But what's the purpose? What's the meaning? What's the ultimate? Reason to live. And if we are eternal, we go on after this body. And that question is even more relevant. If I'm eternal, what's my eternal? Life's supposed to be about. I mean, eternity is a long time. There is a God, yes. And so what? A big, powerful one over there. Well, good that someone's in control. But how about me, my life? So we can show Pio there. Talking, thinking like that. And then he... meets Krishna. God dancing, playing his flute, having a beautiful girlfriend, playing with his friends. And it's all about love and fun and adventure and happiness, creativity and music. You remember Nietzsche saying, I can only believe in a God who can dance. He probably got it from Krishna. There it all came into place. There his life got a meaning, not only a meaning, but the meaning. Which he, of course, had known all the time, was there somewhere. And he was so happy to find it now. And he was happy to find it at such a young age, 22. Hmm.